Honestly, the only thing I want people to know about me, if I disappear tomorrow, I just fucking vanish, gone, right?
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. In this episode, I'm joined by my friend Ton. Ton and I were neighbors growing up. We spent pretty much every day together from seventh grade until like the middle of high school. We've known each other for about 20 to 21 years. So about the same as a lot of my other close friends. So this is just Ton joining me for Far Betterment.
Wait, are we starting?
We can. Yeah. So.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to burn all my good jokes already.
No. Oh, yeah. Better not. Fuck. Yeah, we can. So, all right. So, I mean, fuck. We've known each other for, I don't know, dude. What, like 20? Jesus, since like I was in seventh grade when we met. Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's got to be more than 15. Cause
oh, easily.
We moved in this house. I'm at like 19, 20 years at this house. I met you when we moved in.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember, I think my brother, Victor, like, showed up at your door for some reason and was like, hey, how's it going?
Was it Victor?
Something like that. It might have been James. And then I went over there and I was like, what are you doing? Why are you over here? And then you introduced yourself and then we were like friends ever since.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
I would just go over there like every single day. And we
lived across the street.
Yeah, and then we'd trade food.
Yeah. Dude, remember like, when we used to sit on your porch for hours at a time? Like,
yeah.
Instead of a porch, it was like just like a piece of cement. And yep. We just sat there.
That was weird. I totally forgot we did that. Yeah, we used to just sit there forever.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then
we watched cars go by. And
yeah.
Dude, we sat there for a minute.
Remember those long bike rides we used to take?
Not
romantic bike rides.
Oh.
But like, no, remember we used to go like all the way to Colorado Boulevard sometimes.
It doesn't even seem that far now. Like,
no, it doesn't. But back then.
I remember walking to the gas station all the time.
Dude, yeah. Well, back when they had Taco Bell up there and then they decided to take that shit out. Those fuckers.
Oh, that's right. It was a Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they took it out, and then everyone was all sad about it. That shit sucked.
It was easy to get Taco Bell and come back to my house eating green burritos.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess you can, if you want to kind of like talk about how, or where you were born, and how did you even end up in Rolling Hills? Because I guess I never really knew that. And Rolling Hills is like... where we grew up and like how we know each other. It's a neighborhood like in Thornton and Colorado. But yeah, I don't know how you ended up there.
I mean, like, so I was, I came here when I was one, to America on a plane, not a boat.
Nice.
So I came legit. So came here and, we lived in Westminster, off the back. That's where Kenny lived. Kenny's my cousin. So we lived with him for the first 5 years until my parents got, you know, on their feet and found a job and things like that. And then we lived a good amount of time in, Westminster off 72nd and Federal. So we lived, there for a long time. That's when I went to elementary school. Down the road, we moved up north to Thornton to a better area. 72nd and Federal is not the best area, let's just say, to grow up in. So we moved up to Thornton, because our parents heard Thornton was, how I'm put this lightly, more white people.
More affluent. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I got you.
And then I moved in front of a Mexican. So, you know, it kind of all worked out.
You sure did. Yeah. You moved in front of like the most Mexican family you could find. That was us. And we were very, very Mexican and like 15 people living in the same house. And, was like
so we moved up there and then we moved to the house where I'm actually in currently, and that's where we met Andrew. And ever since then we've been here, and I went to middle school and then high school, middle school in Century, and then Legacy for high school, and pretty much that's I'm kind of different. They just really lived in, I mean, Colorado my whole life, but only in two major cities.
Yeah, and I actually grew up like kind of close to you because I lived on 72nd and Sheridan, so like a block up.
Yeah.
Not the greatest area to be a child.
Yeah, for sure.
It
wasn't the best.
So, after you guys moved up here, did you, like, how old were you, you said, when you moved up to Thornton?
Man, I gotta be, like, 13, 14, maybe?
Oh, wow. No, you had to have been.
Not even?
Now that I think about it, though, you had to have been younger than that, because I think I met you when I was 12.
Really? It's been, no way.
I was only in seventh grade when we met. And you were just starting sixth.
Maybe I was 10?
Yeah, and you were just starting like sixth grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like we've known each other that long. So like 20, 21 years. It's got to be like 20 plus years.
Oh, easily. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Man, getting old, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So So let's say 20 years that we've known each other.
Yeah, like, the more people I talk to, the more I realize that the people I'm still friends with, I've been friends with middle school, like, easily.
Yeah, that's how I've came to realize that, too.
Yeah.
A lot of the people I guess I consider friends,
yeah.
I've known since I grew up, you know, like, well, John, I pretty much grew up with John. Mm-hmm. Richie lived next door to you.
Yeah, my neighbor, yeah.
So we all grew up by, yeah.
And that's how I met him.
You're 29, dude. He just was 29.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah, and that's exactly how I met him, is you were friends with him because you're family friends. Yep. And you introduced me to Richie, and then I started being friends with Richie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Did you like it when you first moved there? Or were you upset that you guys moved?
No, it was like because we came from a very small house. I mean, our family's not very big. It's just me, my brother, and my parents. But we lived in a two-bedroom house, so like I had to share my room with my brother the whole time, you know. So when we moved up here and I got my own room, I was stoked.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it was cool. I mean, I was too young to really, I guess, understand, like, oh, I'm not gonna have friends, like, my friends were that important. I was like, all right, I'm out, dude.
Yeah.
And pretty much that was it. I was more worried about my room.
You've always been kind of like real easy going, though. Like, just go with the flow.
Yeah, kind of. Just kind of go. I mean, just do things.
Yeah.
You know, time for it later.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for real, though. Yeah, you've always been real laid back and shit, so.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I mean, like I said, I mean, we're still here, you know, in this exact same household. It wasn't like it was a bad choice by any part of my family or anything like that. We like it up here. And now, I don't know if you've been back, if anyone told you, and this area, Thornton area, oh my God, it's crazy. You won't even recognize it anymore, dude.
Yeah, I heard you guys got like a Topgolf and stuff up there.
Topgolf is being built. We have a brand new outlet on 136.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, and a mall. On 144th. So two blocks up, we have a mall, and then two blocks, we have a whole outlet.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, like, just moving away, because obviously I moved to North Carolina, like, almost 6 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
It's a lot different out here. Like, you've never been out this way, right?
No.
Definitely not to North Carolina. But, it's so different. It's, a lot more spread out. There's not a whole lot of stuff. Like, there's shopping's really big out here, but there's not like a lot of shopping malls and stuff like that. It's just really spread out, really green, like tons of trees everywhere and stuff like that. So it's different.
Yeah, we used to be like that. Now they cut down all the trees and we have shopping malls and apartment complexes.
That's crazy. But everyone's real estate's going up though, so that's good, I guess, for that. Everyone's real estate's going up though.
Oh, yeah.
So, why don't you talk about that? You fucking bought a house and, like, had a family, started a family and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, roughly about 5 years ago, got married, bought a house, maybe 10 minutes from where I'm currently at now. Still in Thornton. That was good. And then it kind of just blew up in my face. So got divorced 5 years later, right? I still have the house, kept the house. With the house itself, I rented it out to a good friend of mine who needed the house more than I did. He had a newborn on the way when we worked out the deal. So I just moved back home to where I grew up, where I met Andrew. And then I rented out my house at an unbeatable price. You won't find this type of rent, because rent around here, you probably look at, for a house, the size of the house, 2,200, 2,300. I definitely went way below that just because he'd been a good friend of mine as well. So
yeah.
He needed the house. He needed to get out of his apartment. So I didn't need the house. I didn't need the house to myself and my daughter, to LaVie. So we just moved back home, and I'm, you know, my parents, they don't really care what I do. So like, kind of like having a house to myself anyway.
Yeah. No, your parents are like real good people. I've always really liked your parents.
So yeah, so I mean, I still own the house and everything is still there, and still, you know, the housing market is still going up and everything. So it's a good investment, you know.
Yeah.
So I still have that, and I mean, I could always fall back on that, you know. If Gluck decides to leave, I could always, you know, live there or sell it or rent it.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad thing to have a property that you can just hold on to.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. So me and Libby, we moved back home, and you know, it gives my parents time to hang out with her, see her for the 2 weeks that that I get her, and then 2 weeks she goes back to her mom's. But so it kind of worked out. It actually kind of worked out in the end, really good for everybody, to be honest. Like I said, my parents get to see LaVie and hang out with LaVie more, being at home, they can watch her grow up and things like that. Where at the house, they didn't really come over, and you know what I mean. It's just one of those things where they can just come downstairs and see LaVie whenever they want,
yeah.
Right? Hang out and Libby grows up knowing who they are.
How was that, like, finding out you're having a kid? Did you freak out?
I didn't freak out, because it was kind of like, this, like, you know, everyone says, you know, oh, you get married, buy a house, have a kid, buy a picket fence.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. So I wasn't, like, freaked out. I mean, it was a shock. Don't get me wrong. Came home drunk from Dave & Buster and found out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, let me tell you that story. So yeah,
okay, yeah.
me and the ex-wife here, we were out in Dave & Buster's for someone's birthday. Can't remember, but we came home. I was definitely drunk for sure. And I guess we got home, and she went to go, for some reason she felt like she needed to take a pregnancy test without telling me. So she went to go pee on a little stick, and I was downstairs. It was crazy because I was downstairs doing something, like I think I was washing dishes or something, and she starts screaming, dude. Like, I thought somebody was in the house. I thought shit was about to go down.
Oh, shit.
And then, she just starts screaming. And then she runs downstairs with the pregnancy test and shoved it in my face, which was fucking gross because she just peed on it. but, yeah, and then at that point I knew, I mean, she's screaming. She shoved my face. I didn't even have to read the little, the little symbol. And, yeah, and I was like, you know what? I was like, that's an old pregnancy test. I was like, you know what? Let's try it tomorrow morning. We'll get a new one.
Were you like hoping it would be negative or what?
No, not hoping it would be negative. But I was like, you know what?
Just in case.
I was like, that pregnancy test is kind of old. This is, you know what? Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's a pregnancy test. I don't know. In the morning, we'll go get another one. So the next day, we went to get it. We got three of them. And I was like, let's just be sure. And I spurged a little bit on the extra one, you know, the digital one.
Oh.
Just be safe. Fucking all three digital was like, yes, yes, yes. Or I don't know what the answer was, but it was.
Oh, you guys took all three of them? Like.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. you wanted to be sure.
Yeah. That's what happened. And then really, we had LaVie. I mean, we threw the whole pregnancy step, you know, like, I mean, I don't have to explain that. But yeah, time came and LaVie came out.
So how did you guys know you're having a girl before she was born, or did you guys wait to find out?
Oh yeah, we knew.
Yeah. Were you excited?
We didn't do any kind of... Yeah, I always wanted a girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't want a boy though. I know how boys are. I know how, dude, growing up together,
yeah.
I did not want a boy.
Dude, you know what? I didn't even think you wanted kids, honestly.
No, I do. I do want kids. I mean, I don't want any kids now.
Yeah,
I have one.
Yeah.
I'm good, but.
No, when we were kids, I remember we were at your house. We were like pretty young. It was still maybe high school. And I remember like one of your nephews was over, or it wasn't a nephew. Obviously your brother didn't have kids yet.
Good point.
It was a little cousin of yours. They were over, like you guys had a family in town or whatever. Or might have even been Richie's little cousin or something. And I asked you like if you wanted kids when we were that age even. Because I think I always kind of did. And I think you're like, fuck no. So
yeah.
It never occurred to me like that your mind changed, which is so dumb because of course we all got older and we were kids.
If we asked that question in high school and I think you did, you know, high school, man, I was single, I was like bachelor for life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm gonna be a bachelor forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it changed. I mean deep down inside I always wanted a daughter.
Yeah.
One kid, I was cool with one. I didn't need a whole soccer team or anything like that.
Sure, yeah.
So I was cool with one, and like honestly, like now, like if I down the road, if I find somebody and you know we have a kid, I want to be disappointed. I want to be like, God damn it, like again, yeah. You know. But I wouldn't be hurt either if I didn't have any more kids.
Yeah, no, I hear you, dude. Yeah, it's that's kind of how we were. Like I was cool with one. I didn't really want more. But then you have them and you're like, oh, this is great. You know, like I'm really happy. I have two now. And then you have the third and I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Why? And then you have them and you're like, you love them a lot though. So.
Yeah. Of course. Like, yeah, you don't always want it.
Yeah.
Want a troop of kids, but when you have them, you know,
it's
different when you have.
It changes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah. So that's kind of my story with the house and kind of this all probably happened in the past less than a year. Yeah, about less than a year.
Yeah, I remember when you called me actually.
Yeah,
or you, I guess year, so. I guess you text me first. It was like fucking 3 a.m. here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The time zone is so different.
Yeah, and I was like, why is Tom texting me right now? He never texts this late. I thought you were fucking calling like to tell me someone died or like, I was like, oh man. I mean, what you told me was bad enough, but like, yeah, I totally thought, oh shit, something's happening. Ton's fucking texting at 3 a.m. So.
No, but like, I mean, like, it's cool, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, what happened between me and her, it sucked. And don't get me wrong, it sucked.
Yeah, but sure.
Like, you know, you look forward and you keep moving on, you know what I mean? Like, you can't sit there and reminisce and like, why, what happened, or blame yourself, you know what I mean? Which I think a lot of people do, and I was guilty of this of myself, was you blame yourself, right? Like, oh, what did you do, or what could you have done better? And then after a while, you just like, fuck it. You know what? Like, it ended. You just, and then you look forward and you move on.
Yeah. I think, that's something I've always admired about you, though, is that you bounce back so fucking fast, and not a lot of people do that. And that's why I really like your family too, because your family is so like crazy supportive, you know? And I didn't really have that growing up. Like, you know, my family, like they're pretty, you know, like they're it's hard to get support from them. They're more like, well, fuck you. You should have done it sooner, you know, like, or whatever, or like, that's nice. Now do the next thing. Where your family's just like, hey, whatever you want to do, you know, like just do it. So that was always,
And I was raised like that. So like, that's why I think I can, I don't want to say move on so fast, but I think I can stay focused in hard times like that and just keep moving forward and not sit there and be sad or be depressed over and over and blame myself for what happened. So I think with the family support, I think the way I just grew up is it made me think like that. So like, honestly, like, you know, the first couple months, I was like, it was hard, you know, like adjusting.
Yeah.
It was hard because of Libby. We had Libby too at the time. So it was hard for her. You know what I mean? Like, she might be young. She still doesn't understand. She's having two yet.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand, but she will. She gets to the point where she's like, hey, why do I have two houses? You know, why am I going back and forth all the time? Why I don't see my parents together? So, like, I'm mentally preparing for that conversation down the road in a couple years. I mean, for myself personally, just look forward, move on, dude, and do what I do best.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's another thing, though, is like your work ethic is crazy. It's probably one of the, I know you don't believe it because I know how you are and how you talk about your work ethic, but I actually think you're like a hard worker. I know you wouldn't say you are, I think. Because but I think you are, because I mean, if you look at like photography, for instance, that's something we both have in common. If you look at photography, like you've really, you know, like when you focus and like grow your business and grow your following and stuff like that. How did that change after, you know, I know you said after everything happened, you got kind of even more focused. Like, how's that been going?
Yeah. No, definitely. It definitely, because before, and when I was married, I was like, you know, focused on the marriage, and I was focused on being an adult and doing adult stuff. You know what I mean? So I didn't really have time to shoot. I would cancel shoots. I would just not, I guess, promote as much, just because, like, I'm like, oh man, it's a weekend. I gotta go mow the grass.
and do
house stuff. So like, ever since we split up, and then, you know, not having a house. I don't even own a TV now, dude.
Oh, really?
I sold my TV. I left the TV there as part of the house, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I don't watch TV at all. Doing that, because I do get bored, so it makes me focus and work on other things that I know I should be doing when it comes to photography. So, like, when I'm sitting here and I don't have shoots and I don't have photos to edit, and I would be like, all right, what's on TV? And then kill 4 hours on TV.
Yeah.
Or play video games all day, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, okay. I have no photo shoots and I have nothing to edit. I have no TV. What can I do? And then I start, you know, looking into different techniques, different reviews, and I look into how can I change my business, and then I just do it because I don't have anything else to do. I don't have a choice. I left myself with no choice, where I'm like, man, if I can stay here in the dark for 4 hours, or I can do research and read up and better and hone my own skills and reach out to more companies, which I have, and I worked with so many more companies in the past 6 months that I've done in 4 years.
Yeah.
Just shooting them email, reading about their company, and see if I want to support that type of company and do shoots for them. And I mean, it's shown, you know, it's shown a lot of, I want to say, return on investment, but by just not watching TV.
Yeah, no, but I think a lot of people don't have that kind of focus. Like, it's not easy. Like, it's much easier to just be like, well, fuck this, I want to just hang out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I think for me, like, it took me a long time to figure out what I actually wanted to do or what I was good at. And it sounds so stupid, but I think I was just good at talking. So
yeah, you always been a talker though.
So like this is why this is kind of a natural thing for me to do this now and, you know, focus on promoting this. But, you know, I kind of always looked up to you. And, you know, I've asked you like questions about business and photography and all that stuff before. I mean, we've had those conversations because I think you're, you know, a smart dude when it comes to that stuff for sure. So how is I know you said you changed directions as far as what you were shooting. Did you not enjoy what you were doing before and you do now, or?
No, I do enjoy it. I mean, when I first started, and you know, I shot a lot of portraits. A lot of, really, honestly, I just took any work I could get to really find out what I wanted to do, right? Mm-hmm. Starting in photography, you rarely know what you want to do. You can say, I pick up a camera, I'm like, I want to be a wedding photographer.
Yeah.
Shoot two weddings, and you'd be like, I'm never doing this again. Mm-hmm. Or you want to, you know, shoot for high-end magazine. You might book one big magazine company, and the stress and the, you know, it's the stress that comes with it. You're like, I'm never shooting for a magazine company again. So I think a lot of people in the beginning just shoot whatever they can get. And I think they should do that. I honestly believe that, just to shoot everything you can. Any gigs, free, paid, anything. You shoot it and you really learn what you want to do. And it took me 8 years to really hone down what I want to do. I shot kids, photographed babies, you know, couples, engagements, all that, what you think of, you see on Instagram and online. And after a while, I got good at it.
Yeah.
I was very good at it. And I just didn't, at one point, I just didn't want to do it anymore. I was like, man, this after the whole split up between me and the ex, I was just like, man, this is, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to you know, really, what do I want to do? I ask myself that, like, what do I really want to shoot? Is it, you know, keep shooting weddings, keep shooting couples? What I'm already, I mean, I'm good at. Do I just want to keep pursuing that? And then really, I just like, man, that's not what I want to do. I want to shoot for brands. I want to shoot for high profile clients and magazines and, you know, streetwear is really what I want to get into and products and stuff like that. So one, like I said, I don't have a TV. So I just started researching local companies. And this is how I started, local brands in Colorado that does streetwear. And, you know, I reached out to them and told them that I'll work for free. Didn't even charge them, you know?
Yeah.
And the hard part was this, was I didn't have a lot to show them when it comes to that type of shoot. I can show them couples, you know, weddings, yeah, babies, like, but that's not what they want. So it was a challenge getting into that, getting someone to give me my first big break, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the company I work with probably continuously here in Denver is they're called Community Brand. They're a streetwear based in up there off Santa Fe. Gave me my first break. A big company here, they do their own prints, they do their own design, and it's local. And with one of the guys, his name is Tyler, he's like, hey, come by the shop, you know, we'll get you some pieces and we'll try it out. I think, and I was like, all right, like, never done this. Keep in mind, never done this, right?
Yeah.
I've done photography. I know how to take pictures of people, but never done a street style for like a magazine, for a lookbook type of thing. And I couldn't turn it down, pretty much. Even if I blew it, I could not turn it down just for the experience itself.
So,
you know, met with them, found a couple pieces that I think will work together. We literally went outside 20 minutes, banged out a whole two outfit look, and they loved it. Honestly, he was so impressed. The next time he came by, he was like, hey, grab a bag, grab whatever you want. He literally said that to me. He's like, just grab whatever you want. He's like, photograph it, keep all the pieces. And so, like, and me and him talk all the time. We're really cool now, you know. And then he got me talking with another company. And posting that stuff gives me more access to now all these other brands.
Yeah.
So I work with hat companies based out of Arizona. I work with winter clothes based out of Utah. And all these other brands now, which I wanted to do, are finally reaching out to me now. Not me reaching out to them. They're reaching out to me now, saying, hey, well, we'll send you some pieces. You give us a few shots for our social media. Half the clothes I wear now is all given to me.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's taken off. It's honestly taken off. Like, I'm booked for the whole month this month. I mean, I know it's toward the end now, but this whole month of just different brands that I need to work with.
So are you going to eventually like move out of your other job, or are you going to try to keep doing both, or what do you want to do?
Well, right now I want to do both because the way my schedule works, it works, right? Why quit something when I have an extra income, when I can do both?
Yeah.
It's not stressful on me where I'm like freaking out and I don't have time for one or the other.
Okay.
And plus I get insurance for Lippy.
No, I mean that, dude, as a parent, like that's huge. That's,
mm-hmm.
People don't really think about that, especially when you're starting a business or if you have a family, like that kind of stuff is huge.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I have an open schedule. I work from home. So yeah. Honestly, I can go out, do my shoot for 2 hours, come back and still work. And it feels like I got paid triple the time. And why not? I work from home. I can edit my photos and still be on conference calls and check email at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just doesn't seem right now, and the way my schedule works, for me to quit. There's no reason for me to quit. Unless it interferes with one of the other, then I might have to make a decision then. But as of right now, I'm sitting pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah. What was that like starting over? You know, after
with what?
Like after everything happened with, you know, with your ex and stuff. Like, I remember you talking to me about having to start over and like how, you know, kind of like worried you were about doing that. Like, how did that, I mean, it seems like you're doing fine. You know, like I said, you bounced back really quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, like we just said earlier, you know, I mean, like, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You can't blame yourself or blame the other person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you have to, for me, and this is all I'm all speaking by personal opinion. For me, Like, you can't hold grudges. And I did. I'm not saying I'm the perfect person. I was pissed, right? I was angry. I was mad. And, you know, at one point I just woke up and I was like, why am I mad? What am I mad? What am I really mad at? Am I mad at myself? Am I mad at, you know, her, or the reason why our marriage didn't work? What am I really mad at? And I couldn't come up with anything. I couldn't really come up with what I'm really mad at. And then it kind of just hit me. It was like, hey, it didn't work out. Shit happened. You know, like, me and her both love LaVie still. So LaVie still gets both parents, but we didn't work out. I'm not gonna get mad at that. Like, so, you know, just refocus my life, refocus everything, and move forward. Like, I don't want to say single, but move on with my life, because I can't sit here and mope around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And feel sorry for myself. So I just moved on, you know, did what I need to do. Go out, you know, hang out with friends that I haven't hung out in a long time, because when you're married, you know, you don't get to just hang out with your friends whenever you want to on a dime.
Sure. Yeah. You have responsibilities and.
Yeah, you can't just jump in the car and go to the bar whenever you want.
Yep. Well, especially if you have kids. I know you were telling me, like, now that you guys split LaVie, you know, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, that it's given you a lot more time to be able to do that stuff.
And, you know, the 2 weeks that she's with me, you know, I spend every single moment with her.
Yeah.
No. But I just found out where the other 2 weeks when I don't have her. Again, even when I don't have her, I still don't want to jump in the car and go bar because I have work.
Yeah, sure.
I have to work. But, you know, it's still work, so I can't do that. But it does make it a lot easier on weekends when I don't have work and I don't have anything planned, you know, to go out and meet new people, make new friends, and revisit old friends, and travel now that, you know, I wanted to travel more and visit these places and stuff like that. So it does give me that freedom, and it's been good, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it seems like it, like, things have really, I know this might be weird to say, but it seems like things got a lot better since.
I know what you mean. Like, I really got to refocus on, like, who I surround myself with.
Yeah.
You know, before, like, you know, before when we were younger, like, I was like, oh, you're cool. Like, you party, I party, let's be best friends. Now it's like, all right, you might party too hard for me. Like, I don't know if I can hang with you, like, kind of thing, you know?
That's funny that you mentioned that, though, because, yeah, I remember that a lot about you. Like, you would make friends everywhere. And I think that I don't know if it was just because, like, I grew up with depression or whatever, but I would try to, like, weed people out my whole life. And so I'd, like, try to, like, I always knew if I was going to be friends with these people for a long time or if I was just going to, like, hang out with them for now. So, like, you know, all those people we partied with and hung out with. Like, I always knew I was never going to see them again, and it didn't bother me. But like you, Santos, Corey, and, you know, Daniel and Richie, then other Richie, like, I always knew, like, we're always going to be friends, you know? So I always made sure to keep you guys close. And I know me and you've had our times where, you know, we've stopped talking or whatever, like, at the worst times too, it seems like, because me and you stopped talking when I got married and we weren't talking when you got married. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like right there, like what you said, you know, once you get married, it's like your whole world changes, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. not saying everyone's like this. I know a lot of people who got married and are still just, they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
But for majority of people, I don't think it is. I think they, and it's understandable. They got married. Like, they're going to do their own life. Like, you can't blame them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, not at all.
So, I mean, I understand now. Right, I understand now after being married, mm-hmm. like, you can't blame them because they're going to focus on, you know, they just got married. They're going to focus on the next three parts of their life, house, kids, and all that other extra fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it gave me time to refocus and see who I want to surround myself. And I honestly surround myself. I mean, I have, you know, the very few of close friends that we still talk to, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I guess my new friends are more business. More networking.
Okay.
That actually helped me, you know, move up in my career.
I mean, that makes perfect sense, though. Like, that's, you're always very forward thinking when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because of your parents though? Like your parents run a successful business.
Yeah, I think I take a lot from them. The same way, you know, I see the same four people that come over, their same close friends, you know.
Yeah.
And my parents are pretty business savvy for coming to America with no English.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So like, you know, growing up with around them and, you know, picking off of them, it's, you know, of course you have friends, keep your close friends close, you know, but your other people, make sure they're, you know, someone that can actually help you advance in your life.
Yeah. So, okay. So why'd you want to be on the podcast? I know I asked you, but you seemed like you wanted to do it. Why'd you want to do it?
To be on the podcast?
Yeah. Cause honestly, dude, I wouldn't have thought you'd want to do it.
Oh yeah. I mean, you trying something new. I want to try it. You know what I mean? I've heard podcasts before and heard people talk about it. And I just never really I was never into it. You know, like, again, I don't have time to listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I'm so constantly busy. But when I saw you starting it, I was like, dude, Andrew's starting something cool. I want to be part of this. And that's what really was like, yo, he's not leaving me behind.
I could have, I just leave you right behind.
I feel like if a friend's gonna try something out of the ordinary that's different, right? Why not try it?
I think it's been like, cool. Like,
what's the worst that can happen?
I don't know. People could laugh at us and fucking never listen.
Dude, really laugh at us?
I know, for all right.
How do you not know my life in the past 6 months of my life? Talking about laugh, I think I'm okay.
No, dude, I've just been glad to, I think it's cool watching all my friends and like all the support and stuff. And then watching you guys do well. I think it's fucking cool. And me and you, we've always had photography in common. So, and I think I kind of, you know, I gave up on that in the last year. I like to shoot just for fun now. Like I really didn't enjoy the business side of it. And like, even when we were doing well, like I really didn't enjoy it because I feel like people were picking, you know, they pick your pictures apart, you know how that goes, like, and not in a bad way, but they just like kind of pick them apart. Like you'll think, oh, this is a great artistic shot that I love, and you get attached to it and then you have to turn that over. And so it gets very like vulnerable and you get really like defensive sometimes. So I didn't really enjoy that. And
no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
If I, you know, just saying with, you know, any photos that I delivered to a client, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and, you know, someone comes to me was like, yeah, you know, like, your work is okay. I have something I can do it cheap, and then I will be, you know what, I'll match their price, kind of thing. And that changed for me a lot in the past year. When someone comes to me and we sit down for a consultation, and I'm like, yo, like, your wedding's going to cost you $5,000. Like minimum $5,000. And they're like, oh, that's a lot, you know? And they're like, can you do any cheaper? And I was like, well, first off, we're sitting here because you asked me to. I didn't ask you to sit here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So really, I changed my whole mindset of like, we're sitting here because you looked at my site. You called me. You shot me an email. That's the reason why we're sitting here. I don't, because if you look, I don't hide my rates. My rates are out there for everybody to see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, come under $1,000 under me if they wanted to. I'm not shy to show my price. I'm not hiding my price. It's, I feel like, oh, it's what I deserve. So now it's just like, and you get it all the time. You know this too, Andy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People are like, oh, can you do it cheaper? Can I get a discount? Or can I do this? Before I used to be like, yeah, no problem. I would cater to what they needed. Now I'm like, there is some catering, but now I'm like, yo, that's $5,000 minimum. Do you want to take stuff out? Cool, it's still
$5,000. Yeah. And like,
I don't know,
we've really catered to people because, you know, we were first starting out in Colorado. It was different, like we didn't have to do that, but when we moved, you know, we started over completely, and
yeah,
so we had to rebuild our client base and lower our prices, and like I just got it's got burnt out, you know. And so,
oh, I bet
but yeah, maybe you should have just stayed in Colorado.
Well, I told you should have stayed.
No, but you know what? I really like it out here. I like the move. I like the change of scenery. I like, and I think I really, I got closer with my friends moving out here. You know, for a while I, you know, wasn't talking to anybody and was kind of like keeping to myself. And I didn't think anyone wanted to have anything to do with us. And, you know, you get in your own head.
Yeah.
But I think now, especially since I've started doing this, it's really forced me to reach out to people I haven't talked to in a long time and stay in contact. And I think, you know, I've gotten a lot closer with you, Santos, Corey, and, you know, other friends and stuff just by doing that, just by myself reaching out. Cause I think I got to a point where I got really, I started feeling sorry for myself and I got really selfish and thinking like, well, why the fuck isn't anyone reaching out to me? You know? And that's just stupid. Everyone's busy. Everyone's got their own life, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, like, you know, 5 years ago, I got married. So, you know, all my focus was there. And I also say, you know, John, I mean, John's still single. Who cares? John sucks. So
ouch.
I don't know why he didn't.
There's that shit talking that you guys do.
I know you don't have to throw that in there. So when he's, I hope he's listening. Or when he does listen, he hears that.
Yeah.
But
now we'll know.
We all had our own thing for sure. I lost in contact with a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think when things changed for me was when I got married. I think I had asked. So I had asked you to be one of my groomsmen, and I asked my cousin to be one of my groomsmen, and they didn't, like, you guys didn't come. And I think, well, I mean, you're pretty like private, or you, especially before, like, you used to be real private, and so you never said anything to me. Like, you never said you couldn't go or whatever. And I think that was what changed my mind about everything, and where I was like, fuck this, you know, like, I'm gonna move. Which was stupid, but, you know, I mean, you've talked about all that anyway and whatever, it's not anything anymore, and you know, but I think that at that point I was just like, fuck, man, like, you know, this is a big moment for me and my friends, like, and my cousin, like, they can't make it. And so I just got all, you know, you get hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't realize people, I don't know. I guess I expected people to make time. And when they didn't, I was like blown away. But you said something to me back then that, or not back then, but remember when we started talking again?
Well, I don't know the time frame, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you said to me, like, or you kind of explained the whole situation to me, and it just made me realize, like, wow, I'm, you know, I'm a dick for not taking the time to listen. So I think that this whole thing has made me really, like, change my mind about stuff like that and being more, like, open to hearing people out instead of, like, shutting people out, you know, like I always have. Because I'm pretty good at that, you know, like, just deleting people from my life.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it is not as well as, like, you just get so wrapped up in your world. Because, like, when we're younger, dude, we hung out every day, every minute.
Yeah.
Like, nonstop, right? I mean, we're younger, high school, middle school, whatever it was. But then when we get, I think when people hit a certain age, you look at your own life and you're like, man, like, I need to get my shit together, like, on my own. Like, I need to figure out, I can't be hanging out with the same group of six guys for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, those six guys will realize this and move on. And then you're going to be by yourself. You know what I mean?
No, that's exactly what happened to me, though. It was when we all stopped hanging out for a while. I mean, especially me and you. I don't know if you know this, but the more we got through high school, especially towards the end, me and you really stopped hanging out as much. Like, we had really different lives and really different group of friends.
Yeah.
That to me was like a shock. Like, it was just such like a culture shock almost, or I don't even know how to describe it, but I was, cause you know, like I said earlier, I was trying to weed out my friends and make my circle real small. So I had already started doing that, like, from the beginning of high school. I had already started. So when, you know, I started losing those friends, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then I did kind of end up alone, you know, because I got married really young. And I had a kid really young and moved in with my wife, like really young. I mean, I was moved in with somebody when I was 21, I think 20 years old. I lived with, you know, Robin, and we've lived together ever since. I mean,
you remember, sorry to cut in, but you lived at the Bradburn, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember when I was like, yo, Andrew, let's go to the bar. And then you like, and then you're like, I can't, I got kids. And I'm like, why? Like, just leave the kid at home with Robin.
Yeah.
But now I understand it doesn't work that way.
Well, I mean, a little bit of that was me not being flexible also, though, because I think for me, like, I really always promised myself when I had kids, I wouldn't do that to them, because my parents did that to me. Like, my mom was always out when I was really young, and I remember being really mad at her all the time. You know my mom, how she is now. You know, she's really, like, she's a loving, like, attentive mom to James and Victor. Yeah. But when I was younger, it was just me. And my mom had me really young, too. She was, like, 26 when she had me. So she was still at that point where she wanted to, like, go out with friends and hang out and go to bars and stuff. And so my grandma was one of those people that talked mad shit. So she used to, like, tell me, look what your mom's doing. Like, your mom's out. She should be here with you, as a child. So I was probably like 3 years old, 4 years old, listening to this stuff. So I was always mad at her. And I grew up telling myself, like, I'm not doing that to my kids. I'm never doing that. So when I had Asher, that was it, dude. I told myself, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going out ever again. I'm cutting it off, which was dumb because there's no balance to your life at all. But that's what I chose to do.
There's gotta be a balance, but like from someone that is, like you said, you got married very young, you moved in very young. At that point, we're like in our, not our prime, but we're like still 22, 23, 24. Like, let's go out. And like, I honestly did not know how hard having a kid was. I didn't have an slightly idea of what even having a kid was. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, just leave the kid at home with Robin. Let's just go out for a night, you know? And I think that's what a lot of it was. Like, we stopped talking because I was like, oh, I was always out, you know? Yeah. And I knew, like, asking you for the fourth time was the same answer. So it got to a point where I just didn't ask anymore.
Yep.
Because it was the same answer, right? And for me, being single and going out, like, I didn't really understood, like, what having a kid really meant until now. Like, I know what it means. Like, you can't just go out.
Like, yeah. Well, and I think you're, No, go ahead.
And you know my parents. If I told my parents to watch Libby for a night, they would love to. They wouldn't even question it.
Oh,
but
sure, yeah.
Not the fact that they can watch her or not. It's like, I want to be a father and I want to be here with her.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Like, people don't realize you want to be with your kid. Like, because a lot of times it's the best place that you can be. Like, it's where you want to be the most a lot of times. And that's a really hard feeling to explain to people, especially your friends, because I think if I had a friend who had a kid and I didn't, I think it'd be hard for me to understand that, oh, well, you don't want to be around me, you know, like, you almost take it personally. Where it's just not personal at all. It's just like, you have this little person that loves you more than anybody in the world, and you, like, that's a nice feeling. Like, you just want to feel that and enjoy that and teach them things and be around them. And like, it's really cool watching you with your daughter, because, you know, I see you post things on Instagram and post things on Snapchat and stuff like that, and Facebook, and like, you can see that pride that you have in your kid. And it's nice for me because I get it. You know, like, I understand that pride. Like, I understand wanting to share that. Because a lot of our friends don't have kids. So I have, like, a different perspective. Like, other people see it like, oh, look how cute that is. Look how cute she is. Like, they're playing, where I'm like, oh, man, that's my friend right there. Like, that's my friend being a dad, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's the thing. Like, when I always get that question, like, you know, I get my two biggest questions now is like, oh, you know, how is it having a kid? and how's it being a single dad now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's no different. It doesn't change anything for me, really, to be honest. It doesn't change how I treat her that I'm a single dad or how or anything. Really, in theory, it's the same question, right?
Yeah.
How does that, how does to be a father and how does it to be a single father? No, it doesn't affect LaVey when it comes to me loving her or me doing hanging out with her. Yeah. It affects me on a personal level, on a, you know, outside LaVey being a single dad, right? Mm-hmm. Some things are a little more difficult. Like, not so much now because she's so young, but it will. When she's a lot older and these conversations have to come up, like, why, you know, you and mom are not together or this and that. To like, you know, like, I can't tie her hair with her shit. Like, her hair looks like a hot mess every time she wakes up. Right? But you learn that stuff and you learn to deal with it. And you just keep looking for, move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it's easier for you though, because you're like you and your ex get along so well, like, or do you guys get along? Or do you guys get along? Cause I guess I don't really know that either. You know, like, I don't know what your situation is.
Well, because the thing is, you know, the whole situation, you know, I forgive. I'm not going to say I forgot, but
yeah,
I forgive.
Yeah.
Right? So I forgive, and I tell myself, you know, like, why am I holding all this hatred? Why am I waking up every day angry, so angry at the world, mm-hmm. or angry at her, or the case be? And I just told myself, like, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be angry at her. I'm not going to be angry at the world or anything like that. So I just moved aside and do my best to, I mean, be her friend to a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
All for LaVey. I do it for LaVey. I do it so we don't have to fight, go to court for custody. We don't have to fight for this. Like, we have a pretty good arrangement as of right now. And it works out for both of us. It works out for her. It works out for me. It works out for LaVey. So in the end, it actually went pretty smooth.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. It almost seems like that's a thing that our generation does. Cause I know for my cousin as well, like, that's how they did things. They worked it out between themselves so they wouldn't have to go through like all the trouble, you know, and yeah. they like both raise their kids and stuff. And
I mean, I could be a dick and take her to court and take full
sure,
custody.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that fair? Is that fair to LaVey yeah. though?
Well, then at that point, yeah, exactly. And like at that point, like, sorry to cut you off, but like, You're hurting your child more than anybody. You're just trying to get back. You know, like, that's just revenge.
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't worth it. It's not worth the headache. It's not worth going to court, the money, the time, just so I can get revenge. Yeah. And it still hurts LaVey in the end.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's how I think I moved on so quickly and so easily. It's the fact that me and her, we have a mutual respect. And that we want to look out best for LaVey more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I think you've done, you know, a great job as far as taking care of her and being her dad. I don't know. It's just cool to see. Like, it's cool to see one of my best friends get to experience that, I guess. I mean, you know, I know not everybody wants kids, but I like watching people experience that. I don't know, it's just so different. Nobody really understands until it happens, and it's just so
yeah, like, exactly. You don't understand until it happens first. Yeah. You don't understand what it truly means to be a parent or love someone until you become a parent, and then you're like, oh, that's what love is. All right, I got you.
Yeah it's like completely different. It's different from like even, you know, being married or having a girlfriend or a boyfriend. It's just like completely different.
Oh yeah, it's different. It's a different type of love for sure. Like, it's hard to explain, but it's way different. Until you have a kid, and whoever's listening out there, until you have a kid, you don't really know. You don't know a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
Until you have a kid.
So did you, I know you kind of mentioned this in private, but you started dating again. How was that?
Oh yeah, that was new. You know what I mean?
This yeah. is,
you know, been married, you know, and not really. I guess I mean, you know, once you get married, you don't think about dating.
No, not at all. But, yeah, or yeah. at least hopefully so,
like,
you don't.
You kind of bury that, right? You kind of yeah. bury all that, like, how to have a normal conversation with another person.
Yeah.
How to go on dates and how to act, because times have changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been in high school and since, you know, I went on my first date or whatever way back in the day, times have changed. Things are not the same anymore.
Yeah.
So it was definitely difficult, you know, to go out and meet people and even how to even ask on a date. Like, dude, there was no such thing as Tinder. What the fuck was Tinder 10 years ago?
Seriously.
I don't get to sit on my front porch and just start swiping left and right. Like, we had to go out there and meet them in person. You know what I mean?
So yeah, now it's scary. Like,
people have these Tinder and these apps and all this crazy stuff. Not that I'm like fucking old or anything. I sound old, but like, it was crazy different. And then being older, your group of friends shrunk. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's not like I had a bunch of friends bring a bunch of friends and you did this big party and I find a random girl to talk to. Nah, it's not even like that. It's like the same six dudes. And I'm like, fuck, it's the same six dudes. Like, so it's different, you know? And then I met Deanna, that's her name. And then, you know, I don't know. I met her on New Year's. So let me go over the story really quick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I met her on New Year's. Like a big music festival called Decadence that's, you know, thrown every year for New Year's Eve into New Year's. And I met her through a mutual friend, which is her cousin, but I've known her because I've done photos for her before.
So okay.
They were there. Yeah, they were there, and I saw them, and I'm like, oh, hey, you know, you're here at the festival, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, yeah, meet my cousin. You know, everyone's introduced, you know. So she introduced me to her, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, nice to meet you. And then that was it. It was a huge festival, you know, massive EDM festival. So, like, we said hi and then bye. And then, like, just kind of hung out. And then, like, maybe a few hours later, I had a few drinks. Not going to lie, I had a few drinks, you know.
That always helps.
Yeah. No, definitely. So, I saw them again. So, I'm like, you know what? Like, all right, cool. Like, man, we're at this huge festival. I'm single. Like, I don't want to stand in this circle anymore with you guys. To be real, like, you know what I mean? Like, cool, we can do this at home. I'll catch you guys next weekend. So I went out and, you know, I went up to her again and talked to them, just, you know, how things are going and are they enjoying the festival. And then I just started talking to Deanna, and dude, we hit it off the bat. Like, literally, like, I probably talked to her maybe a minute before the countdown. A minute before it hit New Year, right? And I just started talking to her, and then the countdown went down, and I was like, hey, like, I was like, oh, the countdown's going down. You know what happens at the countdown?
Smooth.
And then she was like, yeah. And then we kissed, and then we kind of just hung out the whole night for the rest of the night until like 3 a.m. And then, you know, we exchanged numbers and stuff like that. And then we had breakfast the next day, and then we've just been talking ever since.
I mean, you look happy, yeah. Dude. Like, you legitimately look happy. Happier than I've seen you in a long time, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, if you, you know, I always tell this, I mean, people ask, you know, more people ask about the story than ever because they know my situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always tell them when I got mad game. But if you ask her, she would tell you I have no fucking game. But whatever.
That's funny. I used to tell Robin when we were younger, like, actually, when we got a little bit older, that I used to go to you for fucking Valentine's Day ideas and shit. Because you'd always, like, do these crazy handmade, like, ridiculous presents that these, like, girls loved. You'd build, like, this fucking house for them, basically. And I was just like, wow, this is it. This is how you're supposed to do this.
I would say, like, I've been pretty well just meeting new people, right? Not necessarily mm-hmm. dating, but I've been pretty well just making friends and meeting new people very easily, I think.
Definitely.
Not necessarily, you know, just girls and going on dates all the time. I'm easy to talk to more than anything because my whole work career required me talking.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to work in a cubicle by myself from 9 to 5. I had to interact with people I'd never seen in my life. So I think a lot of that skill I got was from work, my career life, and then I just apply it to meeting people.
Well, I mean, and you took over my position at Cricket and made friends with all the people I was friends with and got really close with them too. So like that just goes to show you can kind of like mesh with anybody. Cause I think me and you, you know, we're like really good friends, but we're also pretty different as far as how we deal with people. So
yeah, I think that feels for sure.
Yeah. So the fact that like I'm more of a listener, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you're more of like the outgoing person. So I wonder, like, maybe that's why me and you are such good friends too, because like we can just sit there and bullshit and I don't know.
Yeah. So everything's going good on that front. You know, it was different because like it's a new person, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I mean like, dude, it's, I honestly have no idea how I would date at all. Like it's been so long. I don't even understand. Like,
dude, I don't know, man. Dude, I couldn't tell you. Dude. Yeah. Like, it was difficult. You know what I mean? Like it's weird and it's different, but you have to try. You have to attempt. You can't just sit in your bubble and mope and saying that you can't date or you can't. And this is for anyone listening. You can't just sit saying that it's your fault and you don't know how to date. And nah, you just do it. You just go out and do it. And then, you know, if that other person that you're talking to, you know, if it works out, it works out, you know?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it doesn't. You just try again. You look forward and you try again. You don't crawl up in a hole and die. You do that and it's a waste of a life.
So I don't, you know what? I don't think we've ever talked about this either. So I guess I'll ask you this, but what'd you want to be when you were a kid? I don't know if I've ever known that.
Yeah, you do watch it. When I tell you the story, you'll know. I always wanted to be a jet pilot, remember? And then I couldn't.
Oh
do
my
it
God. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, see? Remember, I always wanted to fly jets, and then I realized you have to have fucking good vision, and I have to wear glasses.
I never told you this, but did you know I wanted to do the same thing?
Really?
Like the exact same thing. So I think I've already told this story on a podcast with somebody else, but when I was a kid, I went to this like fair. At the Air Force Academy in Buckley Air Force Base down in Aurora. And you could fly these flight simulators, right? And I thought it was like the best thing ever. And so I'm flying this thing and the guy was just, you know, bullshitting with me. I was probably like 5-6 years old. And he's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be in the Air Force? I was like, yeah. And he's like, what do you want to do? I was like, fly planes. And he's like, you wear glasses. You can't. And from then on, dreams crushed.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that story, but no, I didn't. I totally didn't remember. That's so funny.
Yeah. So like after that, you know, I was dreams crushed and I just didn't have any more dreams after that.
Yeah. You know what I wanted? I moved on to was a priest.
A what?
Yeah. I wanted to be a priest after that. I was like, fuck this. I can't fly planes. I'm going to go talk about God.
Wow, man.
Doesn't that sound nothing like me?
Yeah, like nothing like you. Like,
yeah, at all.
I mean, I was always into photography, but I never thought I would want to have a career. Back then I didn't think about photography was even a thing to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, now I mean, being older, like I do want photography to be my career, but I really was just like, oh, dreams crushed. All right, I guess that's it.
That's crazy. I totally forgot about that. Damn, we suck. We suck.
We tried
with our shitty eyes. Yeah, and we were just like, well, fuck it. No more flying. We just quit. That's funny. Remember when we used to make those skateboarding videos?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was awesome.
I just found some, like, recently.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I haven't watched them, but I have the one. Remember when you borrowed my video camera and took it to Nebraska, you and Kenny?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I just found that too.
Oh, man.
I'll have to bring them with me when I come out there.
Oh, I don't know if you want to watch those.
I don't think I ever did, actually.
I don't think you want to.
Well, I'm going to.
Ha ha ha.
Oh man, I hope I don't see anything gross.
I hope you don't see anything either.
Yeah, you and your cousin together.
Yeah, shit, dude.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I told you.
Wow, man.
Yeah, had to have been like 10 years.
Dude, that's crazy.
At least. Oh no! Before that, because we were still in middle school, maybe even.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a long time ago, but yeah, I found your skateboarding videos. So I don't know. What would you say now, looking back, and like where you are now? What would do you think your biggest fear would be like in life?
Biggest fear?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I mean, back then or now?
Now. Like with everything you've learned going, you know, in your 30s, in your early 30s, like what would you say you're most fearful of?
I mean, the most, I would have to say like the thing I think about every day is, you know, not succeeding for like now. Like not being able to, I guess, I don't want to say be somebody,
mm-hmm.
but be enough to support her and give her everything she wants, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not my biggest fear. I mean, you asked me this 15 years ago. Fucking not getting laid. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Teenager, I don't know what I think about when I'm in my early 20s. Like, that's probably my biggest fear. Like, oh my God, am I going to fucking get laid this weekend? Like, but now it's way different where, like, you know, I got to make sure, like, every decision I make, everything I do now, it's for LaVie and how it's going to benefit her future.
Yeah.
So. No, so that's why I asked you, like back then or now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man. Like just to see like how much we've all grown and stuff, you know.
No, for sure.
It's.
I mean, if I said, "We're about getting laid this weekend," I mean, I guess you haven't grown up that much.
Oh man. No, I mean,
good stuff, but no.
It's crazy though, dude. Like, it's just crazy. I think when you're friends with somebody for this long. And you see each other change and then you change yourself too. And then you can still be friends. Like, it's just, it's crazy watching somebody go through that progression and watching yourself go through that also. Like, it's, like you grow old together almost, you know, it's like almost like a whole other marriage with your friends.
I do. I mean, the next, like to watch you, the next big thing you're going to send me an invitation for is going to be like when like Asher gets married, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be down the road, and it's going to be a minute. Dude, going to be all fucking old. Ah, dude.
It's crazy. Yeah, and then, you know, I've got those other two, and who knows? Who knows how many kids you'll have? I hope you have, like, 10.
Dude, like, you know, I might have a starting five. I don't know, you yeah. know, but, like, I'm cool if I don't have any more. I wouldn't even shed a tear if I don't have any more. Like,
yeah, yeah. I know exactly. It's weird to say, like, but I know exactly how you feel. Like, I'm so grateful for my other two, you know, and I'm so happy I have them, and I wouldn't change anything. But when it was just Asher, I was fine. Like, I wouldn't have taken any more. I would have been totally cool. But that being said, like, yeah, I'm super glad that I had the other ones. I'm really glad to have three kids. I love it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I think I'll be the same way. You know,
yeah.
I say that now, but if no, down the road, if I have another kid, I want to be like, damn it! I told Andrew I didn't want anymore. You made me a liar.
No, it totally makes sense though, because you don't think about it. Like, you know what it was for me is I didn't think I could love another kid as much as I love the first one.
Yeah,
like it almost seems like you just don't have any room to love something that much again. But you really do. But you don't think about that until you have another one. And then you're like, oh, wow, I can do it. And then you have another one. You're like, whoa, I did it again. You know, like I can love three kids the same. It's crazy.
I got you. And then, you know, next thing you know, we'll be out in California for John's wedding.
Yeah. Oh, man. That'd be crazy.
John getting married. Hey John, if you're listening, huh?
John's the eternal bachelor, man.
Dude, nah.
He's
I don't think so.
You think he'll settle down?
Yep.
He definitely.
I think he'll settle down. And I mean, what, John's older than I am. Is he older than you, Andrew?
Yeah, by a couple months.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a bunch.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get to a point where he's gonna be like, all right, I probably should settle down. Like, he would take the extra step and do that. Well, I guess we'll see, huh? I always thought that was the first one to get married and have kids, but I guess
we're dude, I could always, like, even when we were younger, like, I could always see John with the family, kids, wife, like you were saying, like, the picket fence and the house and everything. So, yeah, I could see that for sure. John's, like, one of those guys that you could see as a family guy, you know?
Yeah. So let's, I don't know, maybe, we'll see, maybe, you know, we'll get a wedding invitation here soon.
John, I better get my fucking invitation. So,
God, that's great.
I mean, we've covered so much. I don't even know. Like, what would you, I guess on the other side of the coin, you know, we talked about your biggest fear. Like, what makes you excited about your life right now?
I mean, that's the same thing. On the other hand, Libby, really, you know, like, I'm excited to see, on a personal level, I'm excited to see what the future holds for my, I guess, personal life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To see, you know, if I will ever get married again, if I would ever, you know, take that leap again. Because it's not easy, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy just to get remarried again or even think about that kind of thing. Like, it's tough. So I don't know what the future holds, and I feel like I'm pretty easygoing, and, like, you know, I feel it's right. You know me, I'll pull the trigger.
Yeah, definitely.
But you live and learn. So, like, now I've lived it, and I learned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I might look at it from a different angle, I think, but I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how everything goes with Deanna. And it could go nowhere. It could go the distance. Who knows, right? That part. Not knowing, I guess. That's probably the best part. It's not where we'll be. And, of course, Libby. Watch her grow up. Watch her succeed in life and do things that I've never done. Maybe be a fucking fighter jet pilot. I don't know.
One of us has to make
it. No, she doesn't have glasses. That girl doesn't have fucking glasses.
Yeah, my kids, too. One of them does, so...
That's what and then my personal and my career, right? And see if I, you know, where I go with my career in photography. So,
well, I think you're gonna go far, dude. I think you're unstoppable when you put your mind to something. I've never seen you be stopped before. So,
I know. You gotta try. I think a lot of people just don't try. They say they want it.
Yeah.
They say they'll do anything for it. But I don't think a lot of people actually try.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't even know, like, people talk on TV and, like, what's on the show. Like, I don't even know what's going on anymore, dude.
Yeah. I think that's crazy, like, step that you took. Not that it's insane that you did it, but, like, that it's really cool that you were like, you know what? This is getting in my way. I want this bad enough that I don't want any distractions.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people that would do that, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, people say, like, oh, yeah. I want to succeed. I want to do this in life. I want to do that in life. But what are you doing to get it without, besides talking about it? We all can talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can talk about being a millionaire all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I doing to be there, you know?
Yeah.
It might seem so small as not having a TV, but it's actually huge, man. Like, I have so much goddamn free time. Like, I don't even know what to do sometimes, and I just sit here.
What made you decide to just up and do it? Like, what gave you that idea to just be like, okay, I need to get rid of this?
After being the ex split up, I told myself I needed something to stay distracted first off, right?
Okay.
Then sit there and blame myself. Sit there and be angry. So I needed distraction, and TV was not helping. TV would just make it worse, because then I would just sit there and watch TV, and then now I'm all angry at myself, and now I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, just did it. Like, dude, like, I need to focus on my personal life. Me personally, mentally, and then my career. my photography career, not work, but photography career, and just did it, dude.
Yeah.
I just did it. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah. So there's nothing that gave you the idea. You're just like, I don't want to be depressed and watching TV.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I get that.
And then, you know, so you do it. And then, you know, it's probably one of the best decisions I made in my life was not to have a TV. Like, don't get me wrong. I go watch movies, you know, in movie theaters.
Yeah.
But I don't stay at home 4 hours and binge watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 hours. So yeah, it's, you know.
I think it's working out pretty well. I mean, you're fucking blowing up right now, so.
Yeah, and even like, you know, like I wasn't like in the best shape of my life, let's say, you know. And we'll say when you get married, you get fat. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I was chubby, my face was extra round. You remember how I was when I was younger. I was just a small person. You know what I mean? Like I was just skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Got married and I mean, just kinda let myself go. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to look good. I'm married, you know, just let myself go. Got like super round, everything, like not fitting to my jeans. But did I really care? Nah, because I was married, right?
Yeah.
But then after that, after we split up, and I looked in the mirror and I was like, damn, like, fuck, dude, you let yourself go. Like, what is wrong with you? And then, like, ever since then, probably the past two and a half months, dude, been at the gym every single day, nonstop.
Damn, dude. You just got motivated.
Yeah. Dude, went down from like a 32. I mean, 32 doesn't sound bad, but 32 down back to a 30, dude.
No, but knowing you, like, yeah. You were always like a real skinny kid.
Yeah, I wasn't skinny before, man.
Like, real skinny.
I mean, within that area, I was skinny. That dad bod?
Shit's real.
For real, man.
Yeah, it really is.
That shit's not even a joke.
Uh-uh. No, like you said, you get real comfortable. Like, you know, you don't have to impress anyone anymore. Like, you know that your significant other loves you no matter what. So it doesn't even matter.
Exactly. Plus, dude, not get haircuts like a month, dude, and fucking look like a fucking Yeti.
Well, I mean, I don't need haircuts. So fuck you. I just fucking, I don't even try anymore with my hair. I just buzz it all off and I'm done. So fuck you with your long
hair. Yeah, dude. So like, hair. After having, you know, going out and meeting people, you know, like I would look in the mirror and get ready. I'm like, fuck. Like I'm not saying that I was not happy with myself, but I was not happy with myself.
Yeah. You weren't like satisfied. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't where I'm like, man, like, damn, I gotta start over, right? Meeting new people.
Yeah.
And now I gotta start over with a dad bod. Top of that. And I wasn't happy with the way I looked.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I look bad, but just not happy with it. And so I sign up for a gym membership. And I did this before New Year. It wasn't like, oh, 2019, I'm at the gym. So I did it last year. And, dude, went every day, nonstop, every single day, every minute I got, I was at the gym. And, you know, it changed a lot. Now, like, I cut my hair, you know what I mean, like once a week.
Damn.
Like back to how I was before, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's what I was about to say. Back to the old time.
Yeah, and now I'm like, you know, happy with myself, happy with where my life is going, what my future looks like. And so it turned out really well. Yeah, divorce sucks, but I think it helped me see things in a different light.
I think that's fucking pretty incredible that you took like a bad situation and then just completely turned around and instead of, like you said, moping around, you like just made it better for yourself. So
I think that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Well, dude, you don't though. Like a lot of people don't, like you were saying, you know, a lot of people kind of just give up and sit in their own like misery. And I think I've done that plenty of times, you know, like with just dealing with depression. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that, but you know, that's kind of how you just get into like this hole where you can't dig yourself out. So no, I totally get that. I'm one of those people and I'm trying not to be, you know.
So like I said, like, I don't know, I'm pretty happy. I'm here right now. Like, I have a great girlfriend, and I have Libby, and my family, they haven't changed a single bit. So everything's good. Everything's good on the front end here. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty happy with what life's headed.
So where do you think it is headed? Where do you want to be in the next year or two?
Honestly, like, if you asked me this 10 years ago, I probably could have the next 15 years plan. I don't have anything planned. I don't look that far anymore, mm-hmm. right? I look to the day. I barely know what I'm doing tomorrow, minus the most important stuff. But, like, I don't want to look at the future so far into it anymore, dude. I think I missed out a lot of opportunity that was in front of me because I looked so far ahead, I missed it.
Yeah.
So I don't really know where I'm going to be in 15 years. I don't know. I mean, I know that Levy would be older. I know, you know, that. That's probably the only sure thing I know. But besides that, man, just day-to-day, enjoying every single day without worrying about tomorrow.
I that's crazy to hear you say that. It's like a whole different...
Yeah. You asked me that 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, man. I would have the whole next 10 years planned out for you.
Maybe even before that, dude. Maybe even sooner than that, like last year. Because since I've known you, you've always been like that kind of person, real goal-oriented and stuff like that. So that's crazy to hear you say that.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me about... again, that's my personal life, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. I could be fucking, I don't know, living in California. I could be living fucking North Carolina. Who knows, right? Who knows? That's my personal life. In my photography career, where I want to be in the next 10 years, right, is, of course, be doing it full time and shooting street fashion for street brands and doing lookbooks and stuff like that and going to fashion shows and doing all that fun stuff. That's why I want my career in the next 10 years. And I think it's going to take me that long. Not that long to be there.
So, all right, here's a serious question. A more serious question. What would you want people to know about you? Like, say you just disappeared off the face of the planet tomorrow. What would you want people to know, like, about you? Like, who are you as a person? Like, what do you want to leave behind?
And I mean, are you asking me this as how my life as it is now?
No, just like, or what would you want people, like, what's important about you that you want people to know about you?
Honestly, the only thing I want people to know about me, if I disappear tomorrow, I just fucking vanish, gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gone. That I didn't leave not being happy. Like, I don't want people to feel bad for me. I don't want people to say I'm sorry that what happened,
mm-hmm.
that if I was gone tomorrow, I want everyone to know that I left happy, that I am perfectly fine. I am not moping around because what happened, that I am actually happy with my life and I'm gone. I just vanished.
No, I like that. That's
really it. I don't want anyone to see me. I don't want anyone to think that I'm not, you know what I mean? That I'm not like, oh, he was sad for so long, or, you know, his marriage didn't work and he's depressed about it. No, it's not like that at all. It's not even close like that. Like, it's like I've said over this whole time, it changed who I was, and I think it changed me for the better.
So for people that don't know you, you know, people are obviously going to be listening to this that have no idea who you are and don't know what you're about. Like, what would you want them to know about you now? You know, what's important
to know about
to you?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. That, I mean, honestly, that you see me as, because I feel like a lot of people, nothing I dealt with all types of problems, you know,
mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of my things I've been through, a lot of people will go through or have been through, that it's not the end of the world, to be honest. It's not. It might feel shitty. It might hurt so bad that you just want to end it. You just want to give up. But use me as an example. There's no need to give up. There's no, you're on this earth one time. You don't get a second chance. You know what I mean? You die, you die. And that's a whole different topic, but you die and you don't come back. So why waste it? And why be miserable? Why be depressed and sitting in the dark? And I understand, like, it's sometimes it's more of a medical thing, but they, you just need to get out there and enjoy it. Even if you, you know, get hurt again, it's still not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world till you die. So use me as an example for the people out there that don't know me. What I've been through is not saying guidance, but as an example, like, move on. There's better things out there.
I gotta say, I'm shocked by my friends and how, no, I mean, like, just honestly, like, how well rounded you guys all are and how, like, stable you guys are, and, you know, how, like, intelligent all of you are. Like, I'm just, you know, kind of blown away. And, you know, me and you have had great conversations, and, you know, we laugh a lot together and stuff like that, but, you know, we've never gotten a chance to have, like, a real serious conversation. So just,
yeah, so our conversations are never serious, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
Maybe we need to do that more.
This is probably the most serious conversation we had in years.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we don't have serious conversations. That's not really us.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's really people in general. Like, you don't have, there are a lot of things that we all don't tell each other. You know, we are all, yeah, we have our very private lives. But I don't know, for me, I want you guys to know that you can tell me, the, you know, like, whatever. And
I mean, I just did tell the fucking world.
Yeah. Not gonna argue. I mean, yeah. But yeah, dude, thanks for doing it. Thanks for being on the podcast. I'm glad you wanted to.
Yeah, for sure. It was cool.
So, yeah, we'll do it again though. And
hey, can you make sure I sound sexy?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a thing?
Yes, I'll make your voice sound real sexy. Don't worry.